My dear brothers and sisters, this beautiful gospel in which Jesus reveals to us the depth of his merciful love for sinners stands as an example for all of us, something that we can all learn from both in terms of our own relationship with the Lord, but also our relationship with one another. There are certain things that we need less of, and other things that we need more of. Jesus, when they bring the woman before him who had been caught in adultery, bends down and starts playing in the dirt. Now, all sorts of speculation about what Jesus was writing in the earth, but before we even get to that, what is Jesus doing here? They keep asking him, Jesus, you're not paying attention. You know, we've brought this woman here, she's guilty, and we're asking you what to do with her. You're not paying attention. Exactly. Exactly. Jesus is trying to teach us, pay less attention to the sins of others and more attention to whatever it is God is asking you to do. Less attention to the sins of others. Oh boy, that's our favorite pastime, isn't it? We look around and we see everything wrong with the world, and we can list, well, that person did that, and look what a mess that is, and all the rest of it. Less attention to the sins of others. And then, of course, Jesus tells them, when they finally do get an answer from him, let the one who is without sin be the first to cast a stone. So Jesus is saying, less attention to the sins of others, more attention to your own sins. Who am I to stand and judge everybody else as guilty, when if I take a long, hard look in the mirror, if I do a real examination of conscience, do I not find there that I also stand in need of the mercy of God? I am so quick to see others' failings, but I'm not so quick to admit my own. Jesus says, pay less attention to the sins of others and more attention to the state of your own soul. But let's move on to this, what Jesus was writing in the dirt. For all we know, it could have just been practicing the Greek alphabet. Some theologians have said that Jesus was writing the sins of those around him there. And that would maybe explain it, right? Jesus stands up to answer their question, if you're without sin, go ahead. And they look down at his feet and they see their own sins written there. But what this can also lead us to learn is that you and I need to be less sure of ourselves. The Pharisees, they thought they had the answer, not just with this, but with everything. They were convinced we're right, and everybody else who disagrees with us is wrong. But who did Jesus criticize more than anyone else in the Gospels? The Pharisees. So Jesus says to us in today's Gospel, be less sure that you're always right. Be more open, more humble, that maybe there are things you don't see, Maybe there are things you don't understand. Maybe God is working in some way that you have yet to fathom. Be less convinced that because it's your opinion, it's right. Be more open to learning. Maybe God's doing something different here. Or like the first reading says, I come to do something new. There is something new here. Jesus opens the way to mercy here. But what about when we are right? After all, in this case, the Pharisees were right. This woman was caught, she's guilty, and adultery is a grave sin. They were right. Jesus says, be less hostile and more loving. We look around the state of our nation. It's an ugly mess. Bitterly divided. Oh, we're very good at yelling and screaming at one another, condemning one another. We're not so good at loving one another. Jesus says, be less hostile and more loving. Even right here in our own parish, in the past 6 months, there have been wounds inflicted that will take years to heal. And some of them may not heal until we're all stuck in purgatory glaring at one another and the Lord says, you don't get out of here until you make peace. And over what? Masks, quarantines? Do we really think Jesus is going to pat us on the back and say at the pearly gates, you were right, you were right? Or do we think Jesus will say, how could you be so unloving over a little piece of cloth? My dear brothers and sisters, we need to be less sure of ourselves, less hostile, more open to others, more loving to others. This is the only way we will avoid the error of the Pharisees and the condemnation Jesus gave them. So what happens? Confronted with their own sins, the Pharisees melt away, and Jesus is left with the woman. He forgives her. Yes, she's guilty, but he forgives her. So let's think about that. Sometimes we can just focus on that particular aspect and we say, okay, Jesus gave her a free pass. He's a softy. That's not the whole story of what happens here. He forgives her, but then he tells her, go and sin no more. You and I can get caught up in our past mistakes. You and I can look over the train wreck of sins that have been our past, and we can get discouraged, which is exactly what the devil wants. Jesus says, spend less energy on the sins that you have committed and more energy on not committing sins going forward. The sins of the past, go to confession. It's done. Look to the future. How do I stay free from sin here and now? How do I walk towards eternity in peace, faithful to a covenant of love with Christ? That's where my energy needs to be, not looking over my shoulder, but going forward. Jesus' mercy opens for the woman the path of holiness. He doesn't want her beating herself up over what she did before. He wants her running in the way of holiness. And that's where we need to be. Not shamed and discouraged by what we have done, but eager to go forward in faith, eager to be loving to God and neighbor now and all the way to the finish line. This is the mystery of God's mercy. He opens for us a new path, a new way to deal with one another, a new way to let go of our own failings, a new life to be lived, full of His love. Let us embrace His mercy and be merciful to one another.